Hey guys, Clayton here. This is the audio version of a video that I did for Adam on Diamond. So it's kind of mostly meant to be seen, which you would do by going to YouTube. That's the best experience. If you just want to listen, here it is. Hope you enjoy. Hello, my name is Clayton Pixton from the Joseph Smith Impressions of a Prophet podcast with Susan Easton Black. And we are here because I happen to live an hour and a half away from this place, Adam on Diamond. And if you don't know what Adam on Diamond is, we've mentioned it in the podcast, but the Lord says this in section 116 of the Doctrine and Covenants. Spring Hill, which is kind of there, is named by the Lord Adam on Diamond because, said he, it is the place where Adam shall come to visit his people, or the Ancient of Days shall sit, as spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Okay, and what is said in the book of Daniel? Sorry this is so disjointed, but I thought you might want to know. This is Daniel chapter 7. It says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, that's Adam, whose garment was white as snow. And I'm going to skip to 13. Behold, one like the Son of Man came, that's Christ, with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him, meaning Christ here, dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. And I will skip now again to verse 21. I beheld in the same horn made war with that horn. You'll have to read about, you should read around this if you really want to know more. But I beheld in the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. So that's what it says in Daniel. This is from Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 157. Daniel, in his seventh chapter, speaks of the Ancient of Days. He means the oldest man, or Father Adam, Michael. He will call his children together and hold a council with them to prepare them for the coming of the Son of Man. He, Adam, is the father of the human family and presides over the spirits of all men, and all that have had the keys must stand before him in this grand council. This may take place before some of us leave this stage of action. The Son of Man stands before him, and there is given him glory and dominion. Adam delivers up his stewardship to Christ, that which was delivered to him, as holding the keys of the universe, but retains his standing as head of the human family. So that is all I know of as far as a source for what we know of this future meeting, that along with what is said in the book of Daniel. So we believe that this is the place where, maybe I'll read that too, where Adam, 3 years prior to his death, he met with the great patriarchs, his posterity, and the rest of his righteous posterity in this place and prophesied of all things that would come to his posterity till the last, till the end. Christ appeared. Yeah, I'm going to read, let's see, a little bit from section 107 of the Doctrine and Covenants. 3 years previous to the death of Adam, he called Seth, Enos, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, and Methuselah, who were all high priests, with the residue of his posterity who were righteous, into the valley of Adam on Diamond. That's the valley, obviously. And there bestowed upon them his last blessing, and the Lord appeared unto them, and they rose up and blessed Adam, and called him Michael, the prince, the archangel. And the Lord administered comfort unto Adam, and said unto him, I have set thee to be at the head, a multitude of nations shall come of thee, and thou art a prince over them forever. And Adam stood up in the midst of the congregation, and, notwithstanding he was bowed down with age, being full of the Holy Ghost, predicted whatsoever should befall his posterity unto the latest generation. These things were all written in the book of Enoch and are to be testified of in due time. And here let me just read what Joseph Smith said as he was addressing the 12 on the same matter. He says, "I saw Adam in the valley of Adam on Diamond. He called together his children and blessed them with a patriarchal blessing. The Lord appeared in their midst, and he, Adam, blessed them all and foretold what should befall them to the latest generation." Doctrine and Covenants 1:17 does mention that the plains around here are called Olah Shineha. Probably pronouncing that wrong. But yeah, so there will be a great meeting prior to the second coming of the Savior when Adam will be here and the Savior as well. Also, I have to share with you that Ahman, A-H-M-A-N, son Ahman, is a name for the Savior, another name for the Savior. So that's about all I have to say about Adam on Diamond, except that it's a very special place and there's a special feeling here. Very, very peaceful, but also like a good feeling. See if you feel it if you ever come here. And so that's it. And wait, what? Oh, sing Adam on Diamond. Yeah, there is a hymn called Adam on Diamond. Unfortunately, it's not like I bring my guitar out to places like this, so but it's great. You should look. Wait, what? Oh, how'd this get here? I suppose I could sing it. So, it's a great hymn called Adam on Diamond. The words were written by W.W. Phelps. This earth was once a garden place with all her glories common, and men did live a holy race and worship Jesus face to face in Adam on Diamond. We read that Enoch walked with God above the power of mammon, while Zion spread herself abroad and saints and angels sang aloud in Adam on Diamond. Her land was good and greatly blessed beyond all Israel's Canaan. Her fame was known from east to west. Her peace was great and pure, the rest of Adam on Diamond. Hosanna to such days to come, the Savior's second coming, when all the earth in glorious bloom affords the saints a holy home like Adam on Diamond. All right, that's it. Well, I guess we're lucky we found this. So that's Adam on Diamond. I'm Clayton Pixton from the Joseph Smith Impressions of a Prophet podcast with Susan Easton Black. And we'll talk to you later. Thank you.